Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. As we open these readings today, I want to share something with you that I think is so important, and the entrance antiphon probably encapsulates it better than any other. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord and His strength. Constantly seek His face. That's so often the last we do. That's so often the last person we turn to. It's when all else fails, then we'll turn to the Lord. That's not what we want to be doing, brothers and sisters. I'm very, very struck by that. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord and His strength. Constantly seek His face. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need to do in times of joy as well as in times of sorrow, is to turn to Him first. Whatever the day may bring, whether it's good or it's just mediocre, or whether it's a real problem, just come to the Lord. Come to the Lord and ask Him what He wants of you today. Acknowledge Him, praise Him, worship Him, trust Him, brothers and sisters. He will not fail you. He will not fail you. So let's take a look at the first reading. St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare His own Son, but handed Him over for us all. How will He not also give us everything else along with Him? I want to share something with you, first of all, right at the beginning of this program. I received an email very recently in which the person asked me, who is Jesus? And I think for that person, it was a serious question. And I think we could turn to a whole number of Americans. They'd say, oh, He has something to do with God, or He's, you know, they might get close. He's your Savior. He's the one who died for you on the cross to save your life. He died. God has given everything in Christ to you and to me. So listen to these readings. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare His own Son, but handed Him over for us all. How will He not also give us everything else along with Him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? Are any of those things, I'm injecting this now, are any of those things, anguish, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword, are any of those things enough for you to deny Jesus or to turn away and to say, I do not know Him? You don't want to have either one of those responses. You need to know He is your Savior. And if you depend on Him, seek Him out, thank Him daily, bless His name, follow His will as much as you can. Tell Him you're sorry when you make mistakes. Just doing that day after day after day will bring you very close to your Savior. The scripture goes on to say, for your sake we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. Through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Declare your love to Him every day. Serve Him every day. The Savior of the world, the beloved Son of the Father, saved you. He saved millions, but it's you He saved, one at a time. He knows all about you more than anyone else, sometimes more than even we ourselves know about ourselves. He knows us, and he loves you, and he died for you. And Psalm 109 says, "Save me, O Lord, in your mercy." That's what we want to cry out. Save me, O Lord, in your mercy. Do you, O God, my Lord, deal kindly with me for your name's sake. In your generous mercy, rescue me. For I am wretched and poor, and my heart is pierced within me. Help me, O Lord, my God. Save me in your mercy. And let them know that this is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done this. I didn't do this. No doctor did this. No lawyer did this. Nobody did this. You, O Lord, you're the one. It's your hand that has done this and saved me. I will speak my thanks earnestly to the Lord. In the midst of the throng, I will praise him, for he stood at the right hand of the poor man to save him from those who would condemn his soul. Even the poorest of the poor are saved by him. If we turn to him, if we acknowledge him as our master, our savior, our sanctifier in the Holy Spirit, he's everything for us. Let's turn to him. And to say nothing of the fact that God in Christ gave us his mother to walk with us. You're not alone, even if you feel like you're alone, even if you feel like you're bereft and there's no one. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit who know your every move. And they know your mother, who's there in heaven with her Son, Jesus, who prays for you daily. Do not be afraid. Don't give in to being feeling like, oh, poor me, I'm alone. There's no one. There certainly are people from heaven who know your every move, your every thought. God knows everything about you, and he loves you. Sometimes our circumstances in life are very difficult. I know that. And just offer them for the rest of people in the world who are in very difficult circumstances and ask for help. Let's turn to the Lord and ask for help. In the gospel today, this is from Luke chapter 13, verse 31. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area because Herod wants to kill you." And he replied, "Go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose." He was referencing his resurrection from the dead. He takes care of it all. "Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling." Don't be unwilling. Don't say, "Oh, well, I don't know him. He hasn't come to me. He hasn't talked to me. He hasn't told me anything." Are you listening? Are you giving him time every day? Are you worshiping him? Are you going to church on Sundays? Are you following the Lord or not? If you follow him, you are his, and he will help you. I'm not granting you miracles, but there'll be things that will happen to you. You feel like, behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes, until the time comes when you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We want to know him and love him and serve him. I take everything in my day to him every day. I take what's coming, what I think's coming, and what I don't know is coming. I just give my day and as many particulars as I can and say, "Lead me, guide me, show me that I might learn to know your will." And there are amazing little things he does sometimes that you say, "Oh, where did that come from?" Somebody says something or does something, and you say, "That's just what I needed to know." Somebody was at work for you on your behalf. Do you bring everything to the Lord? I've asked you this question before a lot, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you really turn to him, even in the small situations of life? Do you turn to him and ask him for your help? Do you go to him with thanksgiving? And when things go right, you say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, good, good, that I got that done." No, turn to God, because God's the author of it all. ask him, praise him, thank him. There's a woman from Mexico who was a Conchito, was what she was known as. She's Blessed Concepcion Conchita for short. She was a wife, a mother, and a writer in Mexico. And this is what she says about Jesus. Everything about Jesus is to be admired. His words, his gaze, his smile, his thoughts and actions, but most of all, his incomparable heart. Center and fount of those allurements. In him are encompassed all virtues and perfections, his holiness, his love, his infinite, ardent, pure, and divine love. Nothing is more demanding and yet more tender and precious than that heart, that sacred heart, in which every holy affection could be seen to radiate. But that which is most admirable in the heart of Jesus is his serenity in his intimate sufferings, in that interior cross which tortured his soul from the instant of the incarnation until his death. In his most sacred heart, Jesus felt the piercing thorns of all our suffering and the bitterness of all our tears. Ah, this divine love which cannot be defined nor expressed, but which we experience without understanding it, is in that divine heart which suffers deep wounds of love, which moves, astounds, and fascinates one, driving one crazy with the foolishness of the cross. O delights of divine love that surpass all earthly delights, O most loving and sorrowful heart of Jesus, may you be blessed. This divine heart wants to unite itself to us in an intimate embrace and to fuse our soul into its own. He loves us in order to reveal his secrets to us, to grant us his spirit, to give us that which is his, to inebriate us with his love, and to communicate to us his very life, his heartbeats, his martyrdoms, and his happiness. Really would encourage you, if you get a chance, to pick up Magnificat magazine to page 460 and read that. It's a very, very touching article from a woman who certainly was loved by the Lord and was very close to the Lord. And she had the ability to write it out and to express it. And it can help us turn to Jesus. It can help us to thank him for all the things that he has done for us. Really, brothers and sisters, God so loves you beyond anything you could imagine. He loves you. He wants you with him for all eternity. He doesn't want you away from him. So, brothers and sisters, to sum it all up, what we want to do is really tell the Lord our gratitude for his love, and that perhaps we need to know it more deeply. Perhaps we haven't known how to receive it, but ask him, Lord, help me to know your love more fully, that I may give it to others, that I may show others the way, and that I may be another heart that thanks you for all eternity. That's what we want to do. Something like that in your own words. But that's the kind of thing. Make it real for you. Don't just say this is a nice talk. Make it real for you and your life. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.